This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning this Friday. It's officially here. Wicked, the movie, part one hits theaters. And I am so excited to hear what everyone thinks of it. I got to see an advanced screening over the weekend, and I was truly just blown away. It was so fantastic. In fact, I already have plans. I bought tickets for Friday to go see it again when it comes out officially. And then I have tickets for next week to go see it, I think, on Tuesday. Because I want to see it again and again. It was that good.
That good you were to see it three times for the matter of a week and a half.
Yeah.
You're just selling me on it. I'm looking forward to it.
I cannot tell you how fantastic. Cynthia Erivo. I might start crying if I talk more about how great she is in this movie. She was Elphaba. Ariana Grande, she just really embraced the role of Glinda and just was fantastic. And I saw this morning that they are going to do sing-along screenings starting in December on Christmas. They're going to do screenings where you can go and sing along. And that's what I wanted to bring up, because when I went into the screening, there was some winners like that won their way in, but there was a lot of press in there. So I wasn't too worried about it happening, but I am a little worried about this happening on Friday when I go to the regular screening. People singing along in the movie. Okay. I get it. The songs are amazing. They're so, so catchy. It's hard to not
pop you.
When this song came on in the movie, in my mind, I was singing it. But can we collectively agree not to sing along in the movie unless it's a sing-along screening that you're going to,
It's a musical though, right? So there's a lot of singing in the movie.
There's a lot of singing.
And these are all well-known songs.
Oh yeah. People know these songs, especially if you're a theater kid, you know all these songs.
Once I prove my worth.
And I just don't want the movie to be ruined for everyone else. That's how important it is to me. I want everyone to be able to absorb it and not have people singing along and distracting, because nobody wants to hear you singing. They want to hear the actor singing. Am I right? Am I wrong for thinking that we should not sing unless it's a sing-along screening?
Did you go see the Taylor Swift concert movie?
No, I didn't.
But were people singing in that?
I don't know.
I believe people were singing in that movie as well. Should you not sing in that?
Well, that to me is a concert, which I feel is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Do you think it's okay to sing along in this movie? Or would you be really annoyed if you're trying to watch and the person next to you is singing defying gravity at the top of their lungs, and you're trying to listen to Cynthia Erivo sing it, and you're here's Helen, top of her lungs.
Helen's excited to be there. She's waiting for this moment.
I totally get that. And I understand it. I was excited too. Aaron, good morning. What do you think?
Girl, I'm singing at the theater on Friday. I am. And, like, literally, when I heard you talking about the movie, I almost started crying. But, like, when you start saying that we can't sing, it's like you're literally being the gravity and you're trying to pull me down. And I have no other choice but to defy you.
I love you. I love you, Erin. And I love your passion. And I'm not saying you can't. Like, that's not for me to say whether you can or cannot. But I'm just saying, like, maybe we should be respectful to the people who don't want to hear your beautiful voice, Erin, which it is very beautiful. I can tell already you have a great singing voice, but like,
just tell her, you have to butter up. Just tell her, Erin, don't sing.
I think if you want to sing, you should completely go to the sing-along. Like, that would be an awesome option for you. But like, in the theater with all the people who paid to be there, I don't think they, no shade. I don't think they want to hear you.
Oh, no, girl. No. Listen. I literally saw the original cast when I was 9 years old. I've been waiting for this day my entire life. And here's the thing. As a theater kid myself, I have to speak for all theater kids, all theater nerds in the entire universe. Everybody makes fun of us, and that's fine. Like, we got thick skin. We're about it. But Wicked is ours. Like, you're coming to our playground. And, like, we will be singing with tears in our eyes, like, popular The Wizard and I, like, this is what it's about. Like, it's not about following the rules. It's about, like, defying them. We have to defy gravity.
Erin, her passion is awesome. I have to give her that.
Can you say, if we play a song, Erin, can you sing along to a song if we play it for you?
I mean, I wasn't ready, but I can be. I mean, if you're asking, I guess I will. Like, what? Yeah, I'm not going to make you pull my arm. I mean, if I have to sing for all of you guys, I will.
You're gonna be
We're gonna
you.
Be popular. Oh my God!
Mercedes, how can you deny this joy?
I can't.
I'm crying right now. I literally can't contain my excitement.
Erin, your enthusiasm makes me so excited to see this movie again. I absolutely love you. I just hope we're not in the same theater.
How could you tell her to be quiet?
Let's talk to Christine. Christine, good morning. What do you think about singing in the theater when Wicked comes out?
I feel like this is one of those jerk or justified moments.
Yes.
I do think it is justified. Do not sing. I'm the same, though. I mean, I like the songs and everything. However, A, some people might not be on tune, but at the same time, like, you're there for an experience. So I think that you should enjoy it. And if you're going to sing, do it kind of like under your breath.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you.
I mean, I think you really want to hear Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande mm-hmm. singing. Like, I want to hear what they sound like singing these songs. And then in December, on December 25th, then you can go to the sing-along and everyone in there can sing together and it will be a big party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even if it's off tune, but yeah.
I don't know. Erin may have, like, swayed me a little
She's
bit.
So passionate.
She was so adorable.
But then again, you get someone like Erin, then you get do Helen, who's like, wow, I'm popular.
Poor Helen's like, why did I get the short end of the stick here?
Here's something you can sing along to is the All-American Rejects Underground Lounge that we're doing this weekend. We want you to join us. You can't buy tickets. The only way to get those tickets is to win them. And guess what? We have them coming up here in less than 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.